Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Great Hill Morning Show brought to you by the 2020 Subaru Forester, ready for long drives beneath the sun. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
You know what make this different is they ain't never seen this camp. They ain't never seen him. You want to know how I know? Shit, they ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam. The on Cam. Tired of being sick of tired Cam. Felt like I was just left to die. It's over with for him. He ain't the same player.
There he is, Wiggy, on the social media, Cam Newton.
And you don't think Bill eventually says, hey, knock it off?
Nah, because he ain't doing anything. What's he doing? He's just documenting his journey of him going to New England.
He's just documenting his journey?
Yeah.
He's saying that nobody's seen how good he is, even himself.
So what? That Bill likes it when you're confident. He likes that out of place.
Name me another Patriot who's done a video
similar.
Well,
I don't think there's been any guys like that. We've seen Julian Edelman post videos all the time on Instagram.
Where he has been praising his own performances?
Well, I think what you're talking about here is Cam Newton praising the fact that or he's basically saying they've doubted me. They haven't seen this new Cam. So nothing wrong with that. We've seen Brady do it in Tom versus Tom.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying it's completely out of character for a Patriots player to be doing that.
Right.
Well, you got to understand, he's doing this as a guy who has just became a Patriots player, right? So we haven't really seen any player in this situation before.
Right, and Greg just
asked
you. So
he hasn't had the talking to yet.
Right, and Greg just asked you if he's going to do it still. And
yeah,
said
he'll
yes.
do it.
You're saying he hasn't gotten through the employee handbook yet when it comes to the social media part.
Part 16.
I don't think what he's doing is crazy on social media. I don't think that Bill's going to have an issue with it.
Love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I ain't never seen that me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't... Waking up energized after a hard day, like, shit, what's next? Yeah, loving on my kids more. Got more energy. You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with that?
Chosen say, daddy, we going to Charlotte? I said, no, son. It's over with. We got another place we're going to. We're going north.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, Curtis is saying it's about him. It's not about the Patriots. That's Curtis's concern.
Right. I'm not saying I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It is out of character for a Patriots player, and Belichick is the one who has an issue with it, not me.
I don't think Bill has an issue with that. I think Bill looks at it in that he looks at that and goes, what's he doing? Now, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. He's just praising the fact that,
he doesn't want them doing any of that stuff, period. I don't care what kind of, how you want to frame it or say that it's a positive or a negative or whatever else.
Do you look at Julian Edelman's social media? He does a lot of stuff on social media. Now, it might be different than what Cam's doing.
He's usually not narrating it, though.
And he's usually self-deprecating.
Well, but it doesn't matter. So when you look at these guys, everybody's different on their social media and what they put out there now.
But every one of them on the Patriots for the last 20 years hasn't done anything like this.
Well, haven't had that type of player. When you think
Randy Moss?
But Moss was, I played with Moss. Moss and I were well before the social media, you know, Instagram days, right? And Moss wasn't that type of.
Thankfully, based on what happened on that boat. That would have been a real issue if there were social media then.
I mean,
can't prove anything.
Well, there's no cameras.
She had a fun saver, and that was it.
Yeah, so you were pre-social media.
Yeah, so when you think about it, there are a lot of guys that when you look at the Patriots players, that now Edelman is a, you know, does a lot of stuff. Now it might be a little bit different than what Cam's doing, where Cam is in his career and what he's documented. I don't think Bill has an issue what Cam Newton is doing. Bill has an issue when you start to call out players, when you start to do the Chad Johnson stuff of have a list of defensive backs that you're going to go after every week and you're saying, I'm going to do this to that player. That's what Bill has an issue with. Bill doesn't have an issue with you saying, yeah, I found this new me, or doing what Julian does, who kind of goes out there and has.
What does Julian do on social media?
He does his burger thing. He has that
right
thing.
Burger time.
Him and Amendola did the whole police thing.
Yeah.
So, like, Bill don't have an issue with that.
That has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about. Cam Newton is talking about his performance on the field.
But Cam Newton is just, what did he say? Cam said there's a different me. He's not saying I'm going to go out there and throw 4,000 yards and 36 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
Cam is saying, I don't even know how good I am because I haven't seen how good I am right now.
Said,
this is new to me.
They ain't never seen this Cam.
Right. That's all he's saying. He's found a new Cam.
Yeah.
He's,
I like it.
He's making the league minimum, and he's doing videos about the new Cam. Right. I think that Belichick absolutely would say this is
bad. No, he's not saying what he's going to go out there and put up these numbers.
Oh, you think he's going to stink? That's what he's trying to say?
No. He's saying that, listen, I found a new Cam, more energized. I found the love for the game. Whatever it may be, he's saying he's found.
He said he's done being humble.
How does what Cam's saying go to correlate to Belichick going, this guy is, what he's doing is wrong? No, he's just, you know, feeling good and
but saying, it's about what Curtis is saying. It's about him. It's you know.
So what?
Confidence about, but that's not typically what you would get.
And so what?
You got it with Brady. You got it with Brady. So when you think about the players that have been through here, everybody's Cam's personality is different than Julian Edelman's, right? And Julian Edelman is probably big on social media. The McCourty twins, they're not as big on social media. When you start to see some of the players,
they have a podcast.
No, but as far as them putting out videos, that might be different. You know, they're very like, okay, safe podcast stuff. Don't you think maybe Bill would take an issue with them doing a podcast?
No, because what they talk about is about their own endeavors with charity.
But there's sports things that they talk about there on as well, right?
First of all, McCourty is a leader on that team.
Don't they talk?
I think he's probably mellowed somewhat when it comes to all this stuff.
Right.
They let Brady do a Paul Rudd video coming out of a spa to spoof Robert Kraft. I think the mold has been broken.
Right.
They now let players get away with some things.
Right, you got to stop. This is not Bill Belichick from 10 years ago.
Tom Brady in front of a green screen is the same as Tom Brady going out in a video saying, they've never seen me this good.
Did it show up as a green screen when it actually hit Netflix?
No, but that's what Tom Brady was filmed in front of, a green screen.
Oh,
it wasn't something that he produced. This is all Cam Newton.
He did Tom versus Time during, when that come out? During a Super Bowl run?
Right, just like the two Bills where Belichick and Parcells were going right before the Super Bowl.
Okay, so then maybe Bill knows, right? I did some stuff. These athletes are now going to social media and do some different things. I'm not going to, Cam is not doing anything bad that Bill's going to look at.
Nobody says he's doing anything bad.
Well, you're saying Bill's going to be upset, so Bill would only be upset if Cam was doing something he didn't agree with.
I like it. I think it's great. Oh, I'm like, get up here. I'm like, let's go.
Let's go.
You know,
we're ready.
It's great. I love it.
And I think Bill feels the same way. Right? He feels like, I got a player that is motivated, right? That's motivated because of whatever it may be, how he feels like he's been treated, right? And that's when he's talking about a guy who and Cam's talking about how he's never seen this player before. He's never seen, like, there's nothing.
But you understand that Curtis believes he's going to fail miserably,
right? And
here.
But I don't understand.
You understand that, right?
I understand.
Or Curtis hopes he's going to fail miserably. That's what it
but
is.
I don't get the where Bill is all of a sudden going to be upset about this.
Greg probably just, upset. Greg just thinks it's so cool watching Cam in these videos.
I happen to try to look at things in a positive way. I'm not miserable every day of my life like you are.
I'm not miserable at all. I find it hilarious how Cam Newton does these videos that we used to mock, saying these guys, me first guys, don't fit in New England.
I've never seen them.
He hasn't thrown a pass, and we're like, whoa, Cam rules.
Belichick's probably upset at Stidham because he's done nothing this offseason. Like, Stidham, show some life.
I think Bill understands the social media era of what these players are doing. He understands that, like, this whole narrative, and I don't know, Curtis, I understand where he gets it from because maybe it might have been 10, 15 years ago, but this whole narrative, like, that Bill's going to be upset because Cam's got put himself on workout videos and, you know, putting lines and all this. Brady did it all the time with videos after a win. He had the Tom Brady newspaper on Facebook. So he understands that these guys are trying to use social media for their benefit. His biggest thing.
I am the river.
Right. His biggest thing is don't go out there and talk about your opponent. Don't go out there and say, this is what you're going to do to this player. This is what we're going to do to this team. This guy stinks. You know, don't do that.
Maybe he wants to make it fun, Curtis.
Can I have a question?
It wasn't fun here before. Now Bill wants to make it fun,
Bill,
Curtis.
Is all about fun.
Yeah.
And Cam Newton, there's no introductory Zoom presser for Cam Newton. Why do you think that is?
Because Belichick's checked out for the summer. He's on Nantucket somewhere.
Why can't Nike do it?
I'm serious. That shows that they don't want to make this all about him. If they really wanted to introduce the next quarterback of the organization,
because
they would be first in line doing a press conference, getting the media coverage for it. But why aren't they? Because they don't want...
No, he hasn't
won the job yet.
Yeah, because he hasn't won the job. So why would Bill have a press conference? Bill has never had a press conference for a guy that, you know, that they're gonna that they've signed in free agency. Right? So why would he have a press conference? In Cam's mind, Cam feels like he's the number one guy. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that, but guess what? You're going to have to go into camp and prove it.
Well, and he has something to prove.
Right. He hasn't said, Cam hasn't go, hey, I'm the number one quarterback for the Patriots. I'm going to be starting this year. He hasn't said that.
Right, because if they had a press conference, he'd be the one saying that, and Belichick would be mad.
He hasn't said that on a social media. He's just talked about what he is going to do.
The forgotten Cam.
That's it.
Forgotten Cam. Cam, why'd you only get $1 million?
Oh, we know why.
Curtis, it's like $7 million.
$7
million. He gets a couple million dollars if he shows up a half an hour early on game days.
No, he doesn't.
It's an incentive-laden contract.
Right, and he didn't want to come off his money. I mean, I don't know why we're still talking about Cam with the money situation. We knew that Cam didn't want to come off the money, right? And then you start to look at the teams that Cam wanted. Cam wanted to be a starter, right? So there's no starter money out there for him.
Maybe if he had this video out, I don't know, in March, he would have gotten signed earlier.
No, because teams that wanted him for less money. And the teams that wanted him...
Less than $1 million?
No, less than what he wanted.
Oh.
He probably wanted probably anywhere between $10 and $15 million.
You realize that Curtis says they're still going 5-11 with Cam Newton.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis is definitely he's definitely dug his heels into this one.
I know it's crazy, Wiggy. You have an opinion and you stick with it for more than 2 days.
Ouch. Shots from behind the glass.
Well, you know, things change, so sometimes your opinions change.
Ken, how did
feel
you
the landscape
every day?
How did you and Fauci feel about him spitting in that video? Is that
I noticed that right
is that
away.
A violation of the guidelines?
I mean, it would be on the field. Let's hope he
droplets
that
all over the place.
Yeah.
Of course, the NFL has no protocol yet, so I hope that's in there when they create one. What are they doing?
I love the Cam. I love it. 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 Be confident. I don't have a problem with it. Curtis maybe does because, you know, he's used to his athletes being a little bit of a certain way, buttoned up. But I have no problem with this Cam being talking about what he's going to do. We love Brady for doing it.
And you don't think it becomes an issue between he and Bill?
Nope, doesn't become an issue between him and Bill.
And also let me note that Brady's Tom versus Time occurred after he had won 5 Super Bowls with the team. I think you gain, just like the McCourties have been phenomenal representatives of the Patriots on and off the field, you get a little leeway and trust to do podcasts, to do more stuff when you've won and established yourself here.
Yeah, and Cam is in a position where he's just talking about what he feels like he's going to do this year. I got no problem with that. You know, here's a guy that's motivated. Here's a guy that's basically saying, hey, everybody's thought I was this, thought I was that. They got the Curtis opinion of me. Well, they about to see a new Cam because I've never seen this Cam before, and that's what his mind is telling him. He's changed, right? He's changed as a player, as a person. So now he's looking, he's going, yo, I like this guy that I've become.
Tired of being sick of tired, Cam.
Short of AB, can you give any other examples of players who have come into the organization like this that are kind of talking about themselves on social media in advance of, as Curtis says, a single down played here?
No, not really. I mean, not that I can think of, but when I think of the players that they've brought in free agency, how many players have they brought in like a Cam Newton status?
Tim Tebow.
I mean, be honest, besides Stephon Gilmore, and even Gilmore was a good player, but when Gilmore came...
Revis.
Yep.
Revis might be the only one, right? Revis might be the only player you think about, but Revis was a quiet dude anyway.
Randy Moss.
Revis was a quiet dude in New York?
Yeah, Revis was... He wasn't a social media dude.
Revis Island was a... I mean, he was a huge...
Yeah, but he wasn't a social media guy. I mean, when you think about it, he wasn't like doing what Cam is doing. And I think when you look at... You got to factor where they are in their time. Moss came in, I told you, in 2000, what was that, 7? There was no Instagram. Right, there was no social media.
Right.
Revis was, it was Revis Island. But I think that was more because of people calling him that. He wasn't like, I'm Revis Island. He wasn't that Chad Ochocinco.
Revis the same with the Patriots as he was with the Jets on and off the field?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
He was.
Okay.
He wasn't?
No. He was a far different person off the field.
He was the same dude with the Jets that he was with the Patriots. Revis was a quiet dude in New York, and he was a quiet guy here.
I remember we had Manish Mehta on the old show, and he was talking specifically about this, and he said, it is amazing to see how buttoned up Darrell Revis has been with the Patriots.
Go back and look at Darrell Revis' press conferences. He's always been a quiet, buttoned up dude. Always. He's never been like this loud, like you're coming to Revis Island or whatever. He's never been that dude. And when he got here, he was the same guy here that he was in New York. The only thing that we knew about Darrell Revis, he was about his money, right? And he was the same way here when he was in New York, about his money. But as far as him being a quiet dude, that's who Darrell Revis was. He wasn't like Chad Johnson was different. When Chad Johnson got here, he was a different type of guy, right?
Yeah.
From what he used to be. And Revis was never like that. So when you start to think, Cam is a guy that we know Cam likes Cam, right? And now we're starting to see, like, this whole journey he's documenting. He's got the whole, then you have, like, a show he does on YouTube TV.
Yes.
So I ain't got no problem with it.
He does it with Ugly Anna, I think.
Is she in the bubble?
It's in the bubble.
He does it with Ugly Anna.
All right. Anyway, Cam Newton.
Love it.
Wiggy says no problem between he and Bill.
None at all.
Let us get to Ken and what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Sports are heating up in America, Hill Dog. We've got the Bruins back in full force today over at the Brighton facility for training camp.
Awesome.
Minus a couple players.
Awesome.
And 11 days until the Red Sox opener. Can you believe it? As Joe would say. That's right around the corner. They are experimenting with crowd noise. Are you pro the crowd noise piping it in or not?
If it helps the players, I'm fine.
I don't think it really matters to the players. I'd rather them be mic'd up. I know the NBA said they might do some of that, but then you got to have a delay.
Yeah, yeah.
Renicky loves it. He was talking about it over the weekend.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. So I don't know how you guys felt about it, but some real noise that will get better with the timing of it.
They had some guy who was like operating it, and he was a little off in terms of when the cheers happened. And two guys operated, I guess.
Players will be like, yeah, whatever.
I don't care. I don't care.
How about the bubble in Toronto with the Blue Jays? Have you seen that? They could be put in jail if they come out of the bubble. This is per TSN Scott Mitchell. Blue Jays have been told a penalty for leaving their bubble because they got self-isolated for 14 days, a fine of $750,000, and potential jail time.
I saw
time.
That.
That is ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Which Travis Shaw, former Red Sox, is there now, and he said, not going to happen. All summer, forget it. Not going to happen. Guys are leaving the bubble.
It's so bad in Canada that I was told this over the weekend. A family friend's relative had passed away. You have to call the government to get approval to travel anywhere, and she had to like provide the documents of the death and where the whatever the body was to get the approval to travel there. Like, it's still crazy.
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it. I mean, it is in other countries. In Greece, you had to get, I don't think they're doing it anymore, but you had to get a code that they would text you. You were allowed out of your house once a day.
Yep. And Russia did something similar, too.
And you had to get a code that they would text you, and then you would show it to anybody if you were out, that was your one
day. Here's my pass.
Yeah, that was your one time a day that you were allowed out of your house.
Imagine if they had that. Hey, you think the mask versus non-mask people are upset? Imagine the code people.
Oh, forget about it.
Yeah, it'd be nuts.
Numbers might be better. Back to Cam for a second. We had Ross Tucker, a former Patriot lineman, on the Ken and Fitzy show over the weekend. He doesn't believe Newton's a lock to start. He thinks this is what's going to happen. Here's what he describes as a package player Cam to start the year.
And I think they'll say to Cam, hey, Cam, we're going to start with just having this package for you, short yardage, goal line, package plays, until you're more comfortable with the offense. Meanwhile, they're really just going to be finding out whether or not Stidham is a dude or not.
What do you think about that?
Nah, I think
they'll ease Cam into it and say, well, it's just because you don't know the playbook yet.
No.
And then they'll find out how Stidham is.
No, they'll let them compete during training camp, and the guy that comes out on top will start.
Is there any chance that Stidham wins the job?
I don't see him winning the job if short of Cam not getting hurt. If they're both healthy, I think Cam's the better player.
What will Cam do if Stidham beats him out?
I think if Stidham beats Cam out, that's it for him. He won't be here. They'll cut him, and I don't think anybody will sign him unless it's late in the season where a guy gets hurt.
Redskins are going to announce today that they will be changing the name, and the Red Tails seems to be getting a lot of push as the favorite.
I like that one.
The Generals and the Presidents and the Lincolns and a lot of veteran-related, military-related names are in the mix as well. But formerly the Washington, the Braves, right, here in Boston before they moved. It's the Greg Hill Morning.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, Curtis, you've enraged a couple of listeners with your irresponsible comments during the news. With regard, this texter wants to know if you are truly suggesting that a medical person, this doctor, would and the nurse would make up the story about a dying COVID patient's last words. Are you seriously going to be that irresponsible?
People make up stories all the time in all professions to fit a narrative.
Yep.
I mean,
not saying that was necessarily the case here, but you can't universally say that it doesn't happen.
Of course it's the case here. It is 1,000% the case here. Anybody with a brain read that story or heard that report and was like, seems to fit a little too nicely is the way I like to
put it. He might have said it like when he was in the hospital, like, wow, I can't believe I thought this was a hoax when it first started.
Right.
But to make it seem like that was his... dying.
I thought it was a hoax, and it wasn't.
Well, and also, it's somewhat somewhat convenient that he attended a COVID party, right, and that's where he got it.
And the COVID party phenomenon has also been seen to be a hoax, that these things in Alabama were reportedly going on, mm-hmm, and then they actually investigated it, and there was no such thing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but yet, Curtis, this woman is the chief medical officer of Methodist Healthcare in San Antonio, Texas. You're calling her a liar?
Yes, and there's no way to ever be able to prove or disprove, right, because the person's dead.
And HIPAA.
Right.
By the way, it doesn't say dying words. It says shortly before his death. It's not like it was the last thing he uttered. Isn't that what
okay,
she's saying?
Okay, Ken. Go back to the no fun zone.
Well, you're creating drama where there isn't
any. It is a factual situation here where I believe that is the most
implausible. Just tell the truth. Tell the story truthfully.
Well, Ken, you can play the audio again if you want from cut one, but the doctor says, and I quote, "Just before the patient died, they looked at their nurse and said, I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax, but it's not." So even just the phrasing there. So even if she meant just before being right, like the day before, right, or hours before, that phrasing in and of itself makes it right, seem like it was like, I thought it was a hoax. Oh, time of death. Right. Call it.
No, their last words were, "We can't start phase four yet."
And our friend of the show, Alex,
some movie scene where the guy's, you know, holding on to him like, right, you know, Paulo, don't
Bosco.
Go. Don't go, Apollo.
Bosco.
Hey, Rock.
That guy, Alex Berenson, we've had on a couple times. He refers to this as panic porn. This is what it is. It is panic porn, and these stories get picked up left and right. And we in Boston this morning,
yeah,
we're talking about the chief medical examiner at Methodist Hospital in San Antonio. She won. She got the news.
Well,
she's everywhere, and that's why.
It's like that story about the hermit, wherever that was, who got the coronavirus when one influencer, social media influencer, took a helicopter to visit her.
This is such a bunch of BS. Because I don't even think this woman has tested positive. They say that she's at risk now. So this woman is 76 years old and has lived in Siberia.
Oh, yeah,
her
that's
whole
where
life,
it was. Yeah, okay? Siberia. Yes.
And she's part of this, like,
ridiculous story ever.
It's insane.
It was a big news story over the weekend.
So the woman hasn't seen, the government regularly will send teams out to check on the woman periodically just to make sure she's okay, because she lives at least 150 miles from the nearest town. So she's alone by herself in the wilderness. The
right,
temperature, I mean, it's Siberia. The temperatures get insanely, deathly cold.
Hardo.
So
Hardo Hermit.
This travel influencer, Arina Shumakhlova, is allegedly took a helicopter out with her team because she wanted to go hug this woman. So she parades this poor 76-year-old woman all over her Instagram feed, and they're taking pictures, and the girl has the mask on, and da-da-da-da-da.
She gave her a COVID.
She's facing legal action, and the government is demanding to get negative COVID tests from her and her team because they think that they possibly exposed this woman.
Well, that's
you're going to get a COVID? This woman has been living in the Siberian wilderness for like 70 years,
right,
but COVID's going to be what gets her.
Right. She survived everything else. She survived bear attacks or, you know, no food or what. I mean, give me a break.
That's why I said, well, my lead, what do I believe, right? It seems like everything is done. Every media headline, it's based about a political push. You know, like when I brought up the labs, 333 labs in Florida, and every person that tested there tested positive. So what do I believe?
How is that possible, Ken?
I don't know.
I didn't even hear that story. I don't know. It's Clay Travis's
story
from somewhere.
Where do you, seriously, though, do you remember where you saw that? Because I would like to look it up.
Clay Travis, retweeted it. It says right here, this is a scandal begging for press coverage. 333 Florida COVID testing labs report 100% positive test today in state report for out of a total of 3528 at their time.
So it must be faulty tests, right?
I have no idea. I don't know what to believe anymore, right? I don't. Before you can you get a test? Is a test free? Now does a test cost money? I don't know what to believe.
You retweeted at fake Clay Travis.
I didn't. I never retweet Clay Travis. I just look at his stuff.
Adam Scheffner, I think, was
the all you got to do is go to his thing, man. He puts it up. He wants his daily positivity on Corona.
Right. It was a
he's got no agenda.
It was a dying patient's last words.
I believed a false positive test.
Again, didn't say dying patient's last word.
Play the audio. This is Dr. Jane Appleby.
I just left her a voicemail as well.
Play the audio.
This is a party held by somebody diagnosed with the COVID virus, and the thought is that people get together and to see if the virus is real and if anyone gets infected. Just before the patient died, they looked at their nurse and they said, I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax, but it's not.
Wow. Said just before the patient
just
died.
Just before the patient died.
Not dying words? Not last words?
They said they thought it was a hoax.
And do we get the name of this deceased person anywhere in any of these stories?
No, HIPAA. Can't do it.
Can't do that.
That's why it's convenient.
Crisis actor.
You guys are incredible. It's amazing. 15,000 new cases in Florida. Not mentioned once on the show in 2.5 hours. 15,000. We had 132 in Massachusetts. 132. Mm-hmm. 15,000.
So
not a problem, nothing to worry about.
What is your guess on the explanation for that?
Well, probably testing more. I mean, you're probably faking it. And Wiggy's right.
Honestly,
but they only had 45 deaths.
That was yesterday.
Does that
the day
count?
Before they had almost 100.
They had 95. Yep.
There's millions of people in Florida.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Well, there's more than are here.
Nothing to be concerned about. Didn't have 514 deaths.
Why do you go to that, Ken? Honestly, why do you go to that? Why don't you have a conversation about the actual subject?
The actual subject is we had 514 deaths in Florida in a week. That's a record-breaking week. They averaged 73 per day. 3 weeks ago, they were averaging 30 per day.
Mm-hmm.
So the facts are the deaths are rising. Maybe that's a goalpost. Maybe you guys don't believe that one.
Well, what about the theory that with the advent of more testing, you're now identifying minor cases that you weren't identifying before because those people weren't getting tested?
So people that are not sick just randomly showing up, waiting 5 hours to get tested?
No. I think what's happening, right, is now that the tests are easier to get, it seems like there are more places where you can go and get a free test. Yeah. Now people who would probably not get tested are now getting tested, right?
Yes.
So that's why you start to see in some households, right, if somebody has it, they might have just tested positive, but all the people that lived there, they weren't getting tested. Now they are. And so now you're seeing a spike. When the governor of Florida says that they're testing 30,000 people a day, and that was a couple weeks ago, don't you think those numbers are going to rise?
And good news for Boston, because the second that we totally get clear of COVID, Mayor Walsh is going to have free flights from Florida to Boston to wake up the tourism here. Who
doesn't know to turn your radio down at this point in the history of radio? Just Francis?
Don't they usually say, hey, when you go on, turn your radio
down?
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, it's like the oldest
people
thing.
People get excited, though. They panic at the last second.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Big fan.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, so I have a question about Cam Newton, but before I do...
About Cam Newton? Go ahead. Where is he? Did we lose him?
Nope, must have dropped.
Call back, Chris. What about Francis?
Francis
is still listening on the radio.
Don't they know there's a delay? So like
I don't think people know
people
that.
Like, you could call in, and as soon as you get on, you could say everything you want, hang up, and then turn your radio up and you'll be able to hear everything you said.
I'll take your answer off the air. Greg loves that. That's Greg's favorite thing besides the walk-off in baseball.
I'll hang up and listen.
But like people, because people want, it seems like they want to hear themselves.
Discuss.
You think? Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
right,
the point of calling.
Delay, though, so you don't have to have your radio up when you're talking.
Well, you only get 10 seconds worth of what you said. You'll only be able to hear the last 10 seconds.
Wiggy.
It's not like a 3-minute delay.
See, Scott is never confused about that. He knows to turn the radio down automatically.
Let me take you off speaker.
He knows it automatically. All right. Well, that number to call, 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's in that cigar you smoking, huh?
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The red shotgun, it's a Benz, it's your bro till you got one. It ain't nothing to a hundred in the Maybach. Throw money out the roof, mother break bad.
Fast life, I live, big cars, big dreams, and speed it, I'm speeding. I can't stop, it's all I know. From a youngin' I was taught get gone. I'm speeding, speeding, I'm speeding.
Well, first this morning, Curtis had an issue with Cam Newton. Now he has an issue with Patrick Mahomes. Because Mahomes, he said he wants to go after Brady and the 6 Super Bowl titles. And Curtis has an issue with that, apparently.
Didn't we praise Brady when he was, what was it, after the AFC Championship game in 2018 when he went on and was like, everybody thinks we suck. Right,
yes.
Like, don't we praise Brady for his whole career about playing with a chip on his shoulder and playing the card, the world is against me, and, like, we gave Brady that praise. Now Mahomes is going, I want to go after the greatest and I want to be the greatest. We're knocking him for that?
I don't know. I have to hear the audio. What's it come from, Ken?
From ESPN. This is in Tahoe right before Mahomes played a golf tournament with Barkley and Kelsey, I think, was in his threesome.
Okay.
Right. In your head, how many rings you want to win before you will feel like you've accomplished enough?
I don't know if there's a number. I mean, obviously, you try to chase greatness, and Tom's got 6, so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to at least get to that number. I understand how hard that is, it was a one-of-a-kind thing for Tom to be able to get to 9 Super Bowls and win 6 of them. And so I'm just going to go about the process every single day of trying to make myself better and do whatever I can to make the Kansas City Chiefs better.
Now, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm like, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey,
I don't mind
that?
It at all.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't mind it at all.
Curtis, you're so negative.
I don't know what he wants from his quarterback.
Sorry, I just had fun with a prank caller. I enjoyed it. Oh. Sorry, I was busy. So I do have fun.
You were chatting with a prank caller?
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, it's a good one?
Yeah, he said he was Mark from Sherborne, which is not how you actually pronounce the town's name.
I see.
Right. Sherborne.
Because I'm from Dover, Sherborne. Yeah. So it was interesting, but yeah, I digress.
Did you give him your cell number?
He asked me, and he was like, why do you lie about things?
What are you lying about?
Well, my sobriety. I've been drinking every day.
That explains so much.
Right.
No, there's this big thing out there that there's a lie about ratings.
A lie about ratings?
Yeah.
Well, you talked about the ratings on Friday. Were you lying?
I was certainly not.
I see.
Yeah. I got a lot of butthurt people out there.
What's still going on this here? Are we still tripping about this, man?
I'm going to start
a couple fake Twitter accounts.
What was the lie?
Well, it's very easy.
Nielsen does the ratings.
Correct.
The Nielsen service does the ratings.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And if you were a station that was targeting adult men.
Okay.
And you could be number one with all men who are 18
years old.
To death.
Yep.
Or men who are 20 to 25 mm-hmm. or 27-31 mm-hmm. or whatever demo you might pick, which would you prefer? Would you rather be number one with all men 18 and older? Or what, Danielle, would you prefer all the men?
All
or would
the
you
men.
Prefer just like a segment of men?
Does it include, I mean, does this include black
men? How can you
yes.
prove?
Yes, it includes all men.
Do you have any evidence that you can present to prove that you're not lying?
I believe we do.
You do?
Yeah.
Where would you, how would you present that evidence?
I guess you would maybe put it on a story or online somewhere, right. but, you know, it'll be there, and we're number one adult men, and, okay. you know, you can right. keep trying to text
me. I guess that's all
me.
You really yeah. need to do is, right, is just put up the evidence, and then
yeah, I mean,
it quiets
where
everything.
Where do you put that up? Is there some kind of a ratings court or something?
I believe
like
there
in
is.
The Hague?
Yeah, no.
Is there like a, is there some
shame.
Kind of a, like
I think
a,
it's on, I think you can put it on Twitter.
Oh,
there's
you
actually a,
you
a
put
place
it up
to go on Twitter.
No,
there is a public hearing. Eddie Andelman runs it, and he gets to decide all the ratings wars. But no, in that audio that we just heard, mm-hmm. I digress. Tom Brady never once, even to this day, would say he's chasing Montana or he's surpassed Montana or Terry Bradshaw yeah. has four he wants
yeah.
four.
I don't mind that Mahomes says that, though.
He has aspirations. He wants greatness. Yeah. I don't think that's a I'd be more upset with him being like, six Super Bowls is unachievable, so I'm not even going to try.
Right.
Like, just shows like a lack of, I mean, like, he's not, I don't, he doesn't sound over the top boastful or anything like that. He's saying, hey, yeah, I realize how hard this is, but I'm going to set out every day and try to achieve greatness. That's what I get from it.
Yeah. The bigger, I thought, soundbite, Mahomes was asked then who he's flattered to be compared to, and he didn't mention Brady at all. He said Favre and Rodgers. So that, talk about a slap at Brady's face.
I think that's more the style when you look at his style of play.
Well,
he's
yes.
not more, he's not
nobody wants to be compared to Brady.
Well, he's not.
No,
he's,
young quarterback wants. It's like an
well,
insult.
It's tough to be compared to Brady. I mean,
no, it's an insult. Yeah. You're basically you're boring. Saying, you're a game manager, is what they're saying.
No, he's just saying, listen, I can't. It's hard to compare me to greatness. So.
Well, he has to want to. I mean, he has to want to beat Brady before
everybody
Brady,
wants
before
to
Brady's
Brady.
Done.
Yeah,
so,
everybody
I mean,
wants
he
to
has
beat Brady.
Head to head.
He'll
has
never
to,
beat Brady, but everybody wants to beat Brady.
He wants that opportunity this year.
Yeah. Well, I think when you look at him, he's probably the one quarterback that is in a position where, you know, we know he's going to be with the Chiefs for his whole career. The Chiefs are an organization right now that they all, it seems like they're going to be competitive. And when you have Mahomes, he could put himself in that position. Will he ever beat Brady? It's going to be very difficult. But he should. Patrick Mahomes should be able to win multiple Super Bowls, you know, 2, 3, 4 Super Bowls. I mean, he's that good. You put enough pieces
Isn't
around
it
him.
A little early to say that he's going to be able to do that, though? I think that's what bothers people.
No, based on his skill set.
But, Wiggy, he was one play away from not winning this Super Bowl and being zero, having zero Super Bowls.
Right,
winning
but then, if you play so that game, hard. If you play that game, then you could do the same for Brady, right?
No, that's my point, is that Brady, it took Brady to get to 9 to win 6.
Right, but based
it's very,
on,
very
It's
difficult.
Very hard, but based on him as a player and the organization he plays for and the team he plays for right now, aren't they, it seems like they're always going to be competitive like the Patriots. They have a great quarterback like the Patriots. They have a very good coach in Andy Reid like the Patriots. So when you look at those factors, that gives me a team, an organization, a player that is going to be in a position where they should contend every year. Who's Super Bowl favorite to win it this year?
Chiefs.
Right. Okay.
Bucks.
And the Chiefs are the favorite. And so when you look at it, you know that Patrick Mahomes is going to be in position to win another Super Bowl. Whether or not he does it, that's a different story. But he will be – it's not like Patrick Mahomes plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But, I mean, Patriots are right there when they get AB back.
Oh, yeah. Or they trade for Odell Beckham.
What a Super Bowl that would be, though, if you had Mahomes, Brady this year. That would be the most watched of all time. I mean, you
I'm hoping, more so than if it was Brady Belichick.
I think that regionally that would be awesome, and I'm sure it would be big. But one final look at all the 2 week lead up of Mahomes, the new guy versus Brady, the old guy.
Yeah. I'm hoping AFC because I think either way this would be great. Pats, Chiefs, NFC, 49ers, and I'd say maybe Packers. Right? Because either way, think about that Super Bowl. If it's the Patriots versus the 49ers, it's Belichick, Garoppolo. If it, Tampa Bay. I meant to say Tampa Bay.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say.
So 49ers, Tampa Bay. So either way, you can't go wrong. So it's Patriots versus Bucks. Kansas City versus the Bucks. That would just be perfect if they could somehow manage that.
Bad weekend for Brady, though. His left tackle might not play. If you saw that news over the weekend.
Yeah.
$14 million left tackle. Interesting.
This is Mark from the Cape. Yes, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Curtis, you said that it took Brady 9 to win 6, but it also only took him 1 to 1 for the first Super Bowl, so you can't really play that game with Mahomes, can you?
I'm sorry?
It took, you cut out for a minute, Mark. So it took Brady 1 to win 1 is what you're saying, and you can't play that with...
First, right. So if you're going to play the, one play to win the Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl for the Patriots was pretty close, too. So
no, Mark, I think you disagree. I don't think you disagree with me. My point is that it's just really hard. Even when you get there, it's a player here or there in most Super Bowls, especially with Brady. All 9 were basically one-score games. So I'm saying that to already give Mahomes this many titles, I mean, I bet you after Brady won 3 in his first 4 years, we were all saying he's going to win 8 or 9. It's just difficult. Brady went a decade without winning a Super Bowl.
But I think the thing that you have to look at is they're always going to be there. That's the thing. So if you're there, then that means, hey, you have a chance to add to winning another Super Bowl. That's the, when you look at the Chiefs, for the next 6-7 years, if Mahomes stays healthy, you don't think that they're going to be the favorite 5 out of the 6 years, 5 out of the 7 years. So that means Mahomes is going to have the opportunity to put himself in a position where he could win 4 or 5, I don't know about 6, but he could win that many Super Bowls.
But you don't think healthy Cam Newton, Patriots are a favorite?
Not over the Chiefs. Healthy Cam Newton, healthy New England Patriots, healthy Patrick Mahomes, healthy Chiefs. Chiefs is still the favorite.
Texter Curtis 401 texter would like to see the proof. Would you like to have? Are they allowed to come to the station?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want to bring the? Do you want to have like a party out in the parking
lot? Oh, that's what you should do. You should have like a Corona / ratings
release party.
Yeah. If you want to get Corona and you want to get the ratings, come on.
Which numbers would you say are more believable, the COVID cases or the Nielsen ratings?
I'd probably have to go with Corona.
You would go with
your doctor in San Antonio.
Because those Nielsen ratings, can't you?
Everything's
can't you,
like, everything.
Can't you finagle that?
What do you mean, finagle? How do you finagle it?
You got to have one of those things, they said. All you got to have
a
is
meter?
One. Yeah, you got to have a meter.
One of those things.
One of those things.
I know a guy who has a meter.
Yeah, come on down. I'll meet you in the parking lot. We'll do a ratings powwow.
My boy Jamal has a meter.
It would be an odd thing for you to lie about because it's very verifiable.
Correct. Which is why it's so odd that so many think they know something they do not.
It would be a weird, like, just
Photoshop
a weird flex.
Ratings?
Could Curtis Photoshop him, you mean?
Believe me, I have zero talent.
He could do that.
On and off
Photoshop ratings.
He could. Yeah, he could be.
Have you seen Curtis is technologically challenged. We've proven that.
Which do you think is more likely? Ugly Annie was invited Anna was invited to penetrate the bubble.
Oh, okay.
Or Curtis is lying about the ratings. Which would you say is more likely? A?
Oh,
A with Ugly Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she could penetrate the bubble.
Did you slide into her DMs?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's, she's that would no be Megan Thee Stallion. Okay.
No.
Now, Talina would kill
think about this. All you got to do is go. There's numerous times of people like Conor McGregor. Just like Megan Thee Stallion's twerk video.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it's on Black Sports Online. All it takes, you can't like anything without
everybody
knowing.
Everybody's going
to
see it.
I don't even, listen.
Screenshots happen
to me. I'm like this. Yeah. I'm a drive-by, I happen to drive by, see it, keep it moving.
Yeah. No acknowledgement, no like, don't click that heart.
Don't stop, nothing, just keep on flowing.
That's why you never scroll with the left thumb. Because you might accidentally hit a like on Facebook. That's you never scroll with the right on Twitter.
Do you think she's the only woman that's been invited to sneak inside the bubble? Or
no, the rest of them just know hoe rules. You don't post about it.
Yeah. No,
it's like
will.
Having to leave your cell phone and your keys in the bowl at Gronk's house.
Mm-hmm. They will, though. Come on now. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, it's like one did it, so now the other one.
They're going to do it. They're going
to
do it.
One of them will put something on Instagram or Snapchat and forget to do close friends, and they'll do it to their whole story, and then they'll try to pull it back, but somebody will have already screenshot it.
One of them is actually going to post in the bubble. In the bubble, in the room, showing.
Here I am.
Oh, absolutely.
Hotel accommodations, not very good.
watching Hoosiers again.
And that's when they're going to shut it down. That's when it's going to get shut down.
Ugly Anna's going to be in Brad Stevens' room saying, watching Hoosiers for the 15th time. So bored. Save me, Tatum.
Flew me out. This is no Ritz. Hashtag Motel 6.
She probably likes to stay at the Ritz, I'm guessing.
Well, that's what
Ugly,
I mean.
Ugly Anna.
Yes.
She's going to be, but when she gets to the bubble, she's going to be very upset
with the food and the accommodations. Not what she's used to.
Not what I'm used to.
That was peak 2020, though. So she introduces herself to the world by saying she's headed to the NBA bubble. Then she's outraged an hour later that all these people are giving her a hard time about going to the bubble. It fits the mold
so perfectly for that. It fits it so perfectly. Someone posts about, I'm so upset about something in my life that I'm not going to describe. And boy, or they'll post the meme that's like, boy, people really show their true colors, don't they, when blah, blah happens. And then people like messing up like, I'm so sorry. Like, what's going on, sis? What's happening? Like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. What happened? Oh, well, poor you. And then 10 minutes later, they post the story like, I wish people would just mind their own business.
Because she knows Black Twitter's coming for her.
They are.
I can't believe you're going to ruin the NBA season. I've been waiting this long to see LeBron win another championship. And her ass got to talk about you going in a bubble. You can't say that ish for yourself. I'm trying to see my man LeBron win another title so he can be better than Jordan. Right.
And she's dry snitching.
You dry snitching.
Wiggy, it's like snitching. A tree falling in the forest. If an influencer goes into the bubble and doesn't post about it on Instagram, was she ever really in the bubble?
Oh, that is true. Give us proof.
Facebook or it didn't happen.
Let's see. All right. We are going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.